Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf traveled to Kabul today, the first Pakistani leader to visit Afghanistan in more than a decade. Security was extremely tight for the surprise one-day visit. Musharraf met with Afghanistan's interim leader, Hamid Karzai, and pledged his support for the post-Taliban government. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Kabul. Pakistan was a supporter of the Taliban and one of the few countries to recognize the former Afghan regime. What was the atmosphere like for Musharraf's visit today?
Well, Bob, it appeared the two leaders wanted to put aside the differences of the past. They were friendly, they were relaxed, they were making jokes, and there was one line that they repeated over and over again, that they were both brothers, that the two countries share a common culture, a common religion and history and frontier, and that they are in fact brothers. And at the end of the appearance, President Musharraf in fact made an appeal to the international community for speeding up the reconstruction of Afghanistan.
Well, what did these brothers discuss?
Well, they talked about improving transport links. Pakistan has apparently offered to rebuild some of the ruined highways leading to Pakistan from Afghanistan, also restarting flights between the two countries. And President Musharraf offered quite a gift, a $10 million check of aid to Afghan leader Hamid Karzai at the end of the appearance. They're also talking about fighting together against narcotics trafficking. Hamid Karzai made one important statement. He said he would push for the release of Pakistani, quote-unquote, brothers. Some of the thousands of Pakistani people who crossed the border and volunteered and fought with the Taliban during the 6 years that the Taliban was in charge here, some of those people are in Afghan jails right now, and in fact in American custody.
How do the people of Afghanistan regard Musharraf and his government?
Well, this is one of the problems. Many Afghans look at Pakistan as an enemy. For 6 years, Pakistan supported the Taliban. The government recognized the Taliban. And again, there were the thousands of Pakistanis who volunteered to fight in the ranks with the Taliban. The ideology of the Northern Alliance, which fought for so many years against the Taliban, was that they were fighting a war against Pakistani invaders and interventionists. And while these two leaders were talking about brotherhood, they weren't really reflecting some of the points of view even within Hamid Karzai's government. Deputy defense ministers will say that they need a strong army to fight against, quote-unquote, ongoing Pakistani intervention in Afghanistan.
What's the current situation along the Afghan-Pakistan border? Are al-Qaeda forces still able to get away?
Well, that's what Afghans and Americans who fought against al-Qaeda in the recent Operation Anaconda battle, that's what they've said, is that people were able to escape to Pakistan. President Musharraf insisted today that his troops are patrolling that border, that they are working to intercept any al-Qaeda members trying to escape, even though it's common knowledge that there's a great deal of smuggling along the frontier and that the populations can cross quite easily. On top of this, an American general recently mentioned the possibility of pursuing some of these escaping fighters into Pakistani territory. President Musharraf today said that any type of American military intervention into Pakistani territory would be against both the interests of Pakistan and the coalition against terrorism.
There wasn't much advance notice for this visit.
No, the foreign media here did not know about this until this morning, and the international peacekeepers, about 5,000 of them stationed here in Kabul, they expressed frustration saying they were not given advance warning. In fact, the security responsibility seemed to fall with both Afghan troops and Americans. President Musharraf's motorcade was escorted by Humvees driven by American special forces, and Americans were running one of the rings of security within the Afghan presidential palace. Again, Pakistan is viewed as an enemy by many Afghans, and perhaps the organizers of this event just felt that Americans had to run the security show here.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Kabul.